MLM Nation, episode 672.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, are you driven by purpose or just by money? Is network marketing all about the fancy cars, mansions, or the quote-unquote lifestyle, or there more to it? Now, if you're driven by purpose, go check out this new group called Purpose Driven Networkers. Not only do we have a higher calling, but we also have a five-step system that we use to help get your next customer or rep immediately. Go check it out at PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, my friend Ian Farrar. This is the second time on the show. Hey, Ian, are you ready to make it happen?
Always ready to make it happen, man.
Ian Farrar has over 25 years of network marketing experience as the founding brand partner for an 18-year-old company. Ian is also a cyclist, is known as the athletic networker. He has won a gold and silver medal in the state championships and also two times master world team member. This is Ian's second time on the show. He first appeared on episode 391, where he talked about the gears that create a fast-building team. Anyway, Ian, welcome back, my friend. Why don't you take us back to your journey? How did you get started in network marketing over 25 years ago?
I love this question, Simon. You know, I was a full-time athlete. You know, I was trying to find my way into a pro contract in the sport of cycling, which is pretty difficult. You know, going to events, you know, making surprise money here and there. And, you know, to really try to avoid the pitfalls of taking the fast lane of, you know, performance-enhancing drugs and getting a big contract, and really didn't want to go that route. And I really wanted to make an income, making an impact. And believe it or not, one of my fellow competitors at an event shared this MLM concept with me. And I was like, oh, is it like Amway? And he says, well, it happens to be a different product line, but the structure of the compensation and potential is the same. Are you open to take a look at it? And I said, absolutely. That was 1996. And since then, I've never looked back, and I've been making a full-time income in the industry for quite a while now, and it's been a true blessing.
So when you got started in 96, how were your first couple of weeks like?
My first couple of weeks were pretty crazy. I didn't have a cell phone. The business is easier than ever with a smartphone these days, and a lot of the people that are getting involved in it actually don't understand that. I had a beeper, I had coins in my pocket to return phone calls, basically. But the first few weeks were quite successful for me because for the first time, you know, I had an opportunity to make as much as I wanted to make based on my own efforts in building a team. I grasped the concept early. I had excellent mentorship when I got involved in my first company. And, you know, in my first company, I became Rookie of the Year in the 6 months in that company based on, you know, running around crazy enthusiastic, and everyone needed my product and they got it.
The beeper, I totally forgot about those days. I think beeper, I think if you text a certain number, you look at it or say hello or like call me back or something like that before messaging. Yeah. So Rookie of the Year. What were some, and you've been in the profession for so long, what are some mistakes that you see people make, especially when you get started, that you didn't make? So even without the tools and stuff, you did well.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Simon, this is another question that I really appreciate, and I think everyone that wants to make it in this business needs to know, okay? I didn't enroll in my first company, you know, for 30, 60, 90 days. I enrolled in the business model for the rest of my life, okay? And I got to tell you, man, I became rookie of the year in that company because everyone needed my product and I just fell in love with the business model. Okay, so half my life later, I'm 52 years old. Okay, I got involved when I was 25, 26, and I really never looked back. So I share with new people in the industry, you have to commit to this business model long term. The company you're with may change. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with making an upgrade. But another golden nugget that I'm going to share with people that are going to watch this is that commit to the right company long term. Don't jump around, because if you're bringing people from a company to the next company, you're going to be part of the NFL, which is not the National Football League. It's going to be no friends left. You commit to, like, you know, I'm the founding brand partner with my company 18 years, almost 20 years. Okay. Nothing goes straight up. But if you stick with a company long enough and you really are passionate about the brand, you grow the brand, and you build a substantial team, you're going to win long term.
That is great advice. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit.
Good.
So what was you said you had a great mentorship at the beginning. What are some of the principles that you thought you learned from your mentors back then that you still apply today?
It's called, you know, being a visible upline mentor and roller. Okay, I don't believe in just bringing someone into the business and then bringing the next person in, the next person in. I mean, have I brought in a lot of people in my career? Absolutely. I've enrolled 1,139 direct to me in my career. And, you know, really love on your distributors, really give them what they need mentally to be successful long term. I mean, recently I was asked to be in the 4-year career by Richard Listbrook. You probably know him. And, you know, it's an honor to have my story in that book, because when I couldn't afford to buy his first book, I read it in Barnes & Noble. And now I've had the honor to be in his book, to share my story, to inspire other people. So every person that joins my team gets one of those books, because it's going to give people a foundational understanding of our great business model, which most people lack. Products are great, compensation's great. Those are all product movement mechanisms. But understanding, you know, and wrapping your mind around the business model is a whole other trajectory.
I love that. You know, well, one of the biggest mistakes that people make, or say the three biggest mistakes, people quit. And then number two is you get into management mode, right? And the third would be like going full-time too early. And I like how I think you set a great example. You know the exact number of direct sponsors you've had, 1,039. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, winners never quit and quitters never win. And from an athletic standpoint, I mean, I've had my days where it wasn't too good of a day, but I still finished the race. I didn't drop out. A lot of people drop out before the finish line. Believe it or not, there was a race. Let me just, you know, cut away to tell you the story. Very short. I was feeling terrible in this race. And my friend Jim is like, Ian, just hang in there. Just hang in there. And I wind up winning the road race. When several circuits going up the climb, I was like, I don't know if I can do this again. I don't know if I can do this again. And in our business, there's a lot of negative self-talk that comes up against us. The biggest obstacle that you will come in contact with is the person that looks back at you in the mirror every day. So from an athletic standpoint, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And you really got to, like, you know, overcome the negative self-chatter, because the business is awesome. Just as long as you stick with it, you don't get in your own way.
So how do you overcome that when you have like the, you know, oh, Ian, you know, you're not making that much money, or is this even worth it, or your company's in trouble, or, you know, no, your friends are laughing at you, or you haven't had success yet. You just, but people overcome that. What do you do? How do you stay like it? I'm going to stay focused.
I keep on asking the question, are you open to taking your health, fitness, and income to the next level over and over again? And when that person says yes, and they enroll, it's like, you know, and here in Orlando, we get a big thunder and lightning storm, but then all of a sudden the sun comes out. Well, that's the sun coming out, you know? So I don't care what people say. I keep on moving. I got a quarter century in this business of those types of situations. And I'm kind of going through a new renaissance in my business. I mean, believe it or not, I'm still actively enrolling. I have a team of over 120,000 people. And just recently, last week, I reconnected with a really great person. She got me on an interview. It's a Christian radio show. And in the past 3 days, we've enrolled over 50 customers. It's going to be 100 by the end of the week. And I'm totally like, I'm just launching into my comp plan when I have a very, very mature business, and I'm more excited than ever. The enthusiasm that you're seeing today is the enthusiasm I had as a 25, 26-year-old.
So congrats on getting those 50 customers from this Christian radio show. That's cool.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. It's truly a blessing, if you know what I mean.
So to talk about networking, because the first question would be, you were on the show. How did you meet the person? How did you get on the show? What was the networking, the mindset that you do to get these type of opportunities?
Well, would you believe it that I saw this woman interviewing someone that I follow that, you know, because I'm also, you know, I'm also an investor. And I saw her interviewing someone that I always watch. And I knew the interviewer, okay? And I have her phone number. And I said, you know, Francine, I just saw you interviewing, you know, this gentleman that I love. We really need to reconnect. So we reconnected. I mean, I haven't talked to her in 10 years. And we reconnected. You know, she already kind of used my products. She loved them. And that opened up the opportunity the next day to be on this radio show, which has 500,000 listeners, Simon. And all those 500,000 listeners are all into taking care of their health, if you know what I mean. So I've been inundated with emails and text messages, and I feel like I'm in the beginning of my business all over again, and it's amazing.
That's awesome. And I think it just shows that you never know who, right? You just never know the people out there. And I think a lot often the people you think may not be the last person you least expect. Like this person, just because you saw somebody you follow being interviewed somewhere, and then this leads to this. But you got to put yourself out there.
And yeah, so you create opportunity wherever you go. Listen, I grew up in New York City, and questions lead to opportunities. I started my network marketing business in New York City in 1996. There was no shortage of people to interact with. And even today, okay, if you just think that your website and your products are going to do the talking, or your videos are going to do the talking, you're in for a rude awakening, okay? Bringing people to view your content will help you grow your business, but it's in the personal interaction. It's being an artist of communication and being a listener of what people's needs are in today's world, okay? We're in a very tough economic cycle. Network marketing thrives in tough, good, and, you know, pretty much stale economic times. So network marketing is the go-to business to get into to replace an income and replace a linear income if people are trapped in that business model.
Hey, I didn't know you lived in New York. Where did you grow up in New York from?
I think you were from Queens, right?
You're from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yeah, I grew up in the Upper East Side, and then I moved to Westchester. You know, so that type of groove. But my nutritional brokerage sold products to all the health food stores in Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, and New York City.
Cool. Where in the Upper East Side?
87th Street between Park and Lex.
I actually used to go to church around there the first time back in college, like Redeemer. Redeemer Presbyterian is a pretty big church now, but back there was like a little tiny church in college. We used to take the bus from the west side over in the Upper East. Good. I didn't know about that combat connection. So here's my favorite question, right? What is your worst moment in network marketing to the point that maybe you had doubts about it, but you didn't quit because you had rode for life? And that's why you are where you are today.
I know how to answer this question. What came to my mind was I'm in the wrong company. And do I have the ability to do it again and bring my chutzpah and my game to another opportunity? And breaking the news to the people that first started out with me, one being my buddy Joe Calandrillo. 25 years later, he's a frontline crown to me in my current company. And, you know, having to have that conversation, I knew it wasn't the right place to be, but I cut my teeth and I learned a lot. And then, you know, I progressed forward. So my commitment overall, Simon, to this industry did not change. But making that shift within the industry, as you know, many have, can be tough. You know, and some people can be like, oh, wow, I'm losing my leader. I'm just not going to do this anymore. But you know what? If it's a progression, if it's moving in the right direction and it's going to further the growth of the people that have aligned themselves with you, I think that's super positive.
How did you know it wasn't the right company for you, right fit?
Because I didn't want to be in hardware sales. So I started out with a really great quality water filtration system, like a 50-year-old company. And I just, you know, it was very heavy on hardware sales, retail sales, direct sales. And there was, you know, residual and stuff like that. But I was reading Wave 3, Wave 4, your first year in network marketing. And a lot of the people, the success stories in that book, they were in consumable companies. They were in nutritional companies. And I was really passionate about nutrition. So if I could be passionate to educate people about water, I could be passionate to teach people about getting the best supplements in their body. And I made the switch. But it was tough for me because I gave my heart and my life to that company. And I mean, I still recommend it today. Believe it or not, I still get a check from that company after 25 years.
That's pretty cool.
But hey, man, I mean, all those replacement cartridges, you know, I get an override, which is fantastic. It's not huge, but it's something.
Yeah, very cool. So let's shift gears a little bit. So what happens when, because I know this has happened to your company and other people's companies as well, because your company's been around for a while. What happens when leaders leave, right? What's your mindset? Like, because it can shake your belief a little bit, but you've always been stayed constant. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's happened to us in our company twice. And the people that left were like maybe 2 to 3 year old newbies in the business. And the new shiny car syndrome, got in their heads, and they listened to the wrong people, unfortunately, and they made their decision and they moved. It didn't deter me. It didn't deter my core group of leaders. But unfortunately, it's a social, emotional disturbance. And, it didn't kill us by any means. It actually was a cleansing, if you know what I mean. And, you know, people go on their way and they do something else. I wish them well. But, I'm a person of integrity. I'm a person that, you know, doesn't believe in trying to, you know, bring someone over to your business when they're happy. I mean, I really want to create an awesome overall perspective on our industry. And there's some people in our industry that don't really flow that way. And it's unfortunate. But in any business, you're going to have people like that. But we've had some of those challenges, but it's made our company and our team stronger for it.
How do you keep your team from being distracted during these times? Like focused? Because you've kept your team. Yeah. How do you keep them focused?
Well, what's going on? You know, the pandemic, what's going on has kept us really focused. I mean, 2020 was the year of laser focus because people weren't going out and they were focused on building their teams. We've captured that momentum and it really hasn't stopped in 2021. But given the fact that, you know, things are opening up and people are going out more, you know, of course, you know, last August, you know, was a little different than this August. I mean, so it just depends on what people's goals are. I'm a 24/7 guy. And, you know, my wife's like, you know what, I need to go out because you're like, you know, always going. But it's just baked into my DNA. I mean, for going on 26 years now, because I'm pretty much going to be passing my 25th year. And it's just an opportunity to make an impact every day. I did a Facebook Live recently on make an impact, make an income, not make an income, make an impact. If you make an impact on enough lives, you're going to make the income. And that's what I teach. You know, I really love instilling in young people's mind that, you know, don't pursue the big money, pursue making an impact and the money will follow.
Yeah. Amen. Good stuff. Yeah. I totally agree. Big, you know, have a positive impact. Yeah. I love looking at the date. Time goes by so fast. The last time we had you on the show was in August 2017, over 4 years ago. So what would you think, how have you grown as a leader in the last 4 years?
I got to tell you something. I've never got in my comfort zone or management mode, but there was a time in my business, Simon, where, you know, I had that kind of down period where, you know, I had a pretty substantial monthly volume, okay, that like people would love to have. But I just was like not getting to the next level. And I really had to think about how I was approaching my business. I was spending time with too many leaders that were in the company for a long time that weren't really moving forward. So I needed to get back into enrollment mode. And since then, it's been awesome. I mean, it's always be enrolling. So ABE, okay, always be prospecting, ABP. Okay, ABC, always be closing, always be helping your team close. And, you know, in this business, it's really easy to enroll. It's really easy to quit, but always be enrolling, even at my level. I mean, my organization creates, you know, substantial monthly sales volume, substantially yearly volume. And I'm not comfortable where I'm at. I want to continue to grow. And I'm still reaching for, you know, my goals in my company.
Yeah, that's very, very inspiring. How important is consistency to success?
Let's just put it this way. I mean, do you think that I won my gold medal and 2 silvers, you know, just by riding my bike every other day, every other week? I was very consistent with my training. I was very methodical about my training. I was very disciplined with my training because if you're disciplined, you're going to have your freedom and your relationships, your business, every aspect of your life. And I teach that within my team. You will find your freedom within your discipline. If you're disciplined in this business and you're coachable and you follow the principles of success with network marketing, you will become a success. So consistency is everything. You can't expect to become successful in network marketing if you work this business every other week or every other month. Every other day, I'll cut some slack, okay? But, you know, depending on your time. I mean, I've been full-time for a long time. But my golden nugget for everyone who's going to watch this is just starting this business is your consistency will be the barometer of your success along with your personal development. So completely absorb everything that's available to you to read that's going to help you move forward and stick with this business long term.
I like that you said freedom is in your discipline. That's good. I'm writing this down.
Freedom is within you. You find freedom within it.
Yes, yes. People think, you know, discipline is very boring. It's naturally, it's the discipline. Discipline is very boring, but that's where you get the freedom. What's your routine? What's your routine that you train, obviously, cycling still. Every time we text, you're like coming from a workout cycling. So what's your routine like?
Well, I still train like a professional. I was never a professional under contract as a cyclist. I actually was an inline speed skater. I raced up to 30 to 100, 162 mile distances. You know, I still wake up in the morning and, you know, my supplement regimen is the same. And I go out and I train and I come home and I stretch and then I, you know, shower, make my calls. But the thing is, you know, the life of a professional athlete is still here. But the pursuit of excellence, the pursuit of great form. I mean, like, I happen to have great form right now. I mean, I came back from Medellin over a month ago. And, you know, training at altitude for a month and a half does a lot for your body. And, you know, I still love performing at a high level. And listen, folks, I'm 52 years old. And I'm still really, really doing well. So, you know, being an athletic networker, I mean, I do my business like I ride my bike. I mean, I could ride, you know, above 20 miles an hour for long periods of time if I desire to. But, you know, you can do the same thing in your business, but every once in a while, you got to rest, you got to recover, and you got to go at it again.
I create these short 3-minute free training sessions to fire you up and to help you out, get going, because we all need motivation like the way we need oxygen. Hey, go check out my daily pep talks, free for everyone, Monday through Saturday. It's on my Instagram and Facebook Live. Start the day being motivated. This will help you stay consistent and do what you need to do. Check it out, my daily pep talk. I look forward to pumping you up. Hey, thank you so much. As we wrap up the show, a couple quick questions to pick your brain, okay?
Sure.
The first one, and these can be rapid fire, one sentence answers. First one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Okay, well, the one that I shared, you find your freedom within your discipline.
Yep, I love that.
There is no income like residual income. And if it's to be, it's up to me. There's your three.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
It's not slow and steady wins the race, but consistency wins the race.
Definitely, yes. What's the best advice you've had?
The best advice that I've gotten from mentorship is to basically live your dream, live your passion. And I'm living it. You know, I mean, my goal is not money. Money just makes things easier, okay? My goal was time freedom, and I have a lot of that now. So I want all the young people that are going to take a look at this video today to understand that if you make the commitment to this business seriously for 1 to 4 or more years, and you help other people do the same and use the principles of leverage and duplication, you can truly have an amazing life in your 20s, into your 30s and onward like I have.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? Say you have someone who's interested. Do you send them a video real quick or do you hop on the phone? Do you do a quick Zoom? What do you like to use?
I mean, to be honest, Simon, I'm a little bit old school. I like having conversations with people, but we have an excellent phone app with our company. And if I have a conversation, it leads to a video and then it leads to a follow-up and enroll. You know, I'm very, very product-oriented and, of course, opportunity-oriented. But I believe that the products are the key to opportunity. So, of course, I want to share with people the benefits of what I have to offer. And then if they see the opportunity, great. If they don't, I love customers.
What's your favorite app on your phone, aside from the social media apps?
It would be, but Instagram and Facebook, of course, are the two vehicles that I use. But other than that, I'm kind of old school. That's all that I really use.
So basically phone and conversations, face-to-face.
Conversations, and, you know, my team gets me on Zooms. But you know, I like this is what I like doing right now. I like monetizing the oxygen that I breathe, and I instill that in people that the lights cost you money, the water costs you money, your food costs money. Okay, but talking to people and being of value does not cost money. It could make you money, and you could help other people own that mindset.
I love that. That's really good. talking is free. Helping values free. What's two or three books that you could recommend?
The current book that I happen to be featured in, The 4-Year Career by Richard Bliss Brook. It's the 12th edition. That's an awesome book that's going to give people the foundational understanding how to win friends and influence people. Because if you learn how to become friends and influence people, you can make as much money as you want to make just as long as you help enough people get what they want. You probably heard Zig say that, right? The third book would be Your First Year in Network Marketing by Mark Garnell. That's a book that I, you know, over 20 years ago that I read. You probably read as well. And I like the books that give people big picture perspective, real stories. I mean, the Wave 3, Wave 4 books by Richard Poe. I don't know if those are still in print. But those are all the books that I used to sit in the bookstores and read. It was amazing. I got to absorb, like a sponge, all the books and the knowledge that was going to help propel me to become successful. Because you know what? I couldn't afford to buy the books. Okay, so I had no choice. Now, it's another story.
That's great. Well, you're definitely dating yourself. Wave 3, Wave 4. You know, those are the books that got me going. And your first year in network marketing is huge, huge impact on me. But Mark, you're now.
Yeah.
Mark, you're now. Really,
yeah.
Was really good.
Yeah.
Going back to the basics. Hey, thank you so much. The last question, the $1 million question. You ready?
So imagine
you had to start all over again and you knew no one. You didn't know your contacts, you didn't know your wife, you didn't know you have no friends, but you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I love this question. And I share this with people that if you drop me by parachute into a city where the economy is good, they take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, okay? And I know no one, okay? I'm going to have conversations and I'm going to ask questions and ask them the magic question, which are you open to taking your health, fitness, and income to the next level? I'm going to get a yes, Simon, on one of the three. I'm going to build relationships. I'm going to be of service. I'm going to create value, and I will build a team. Right now, if you drop me into a city, okay, I would be successful because I understand creating value wherever I go.
That's great stuff. Awesome stuff. It's just keep it simple. Hey, thank you so much. As you wrap up, any last words or advice, Ian? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
Thanks a lot. You know, listen, my best advice for everyone out that's going to watch this is, you know, you got to be in it to win it. Okay, there's four quarters to every game. Okay, and if you want to be a champion, you got to go the distance four quarters. Okay, sometimes it's tough in halftime. So you really got to show up for yourself in this business. The people that show up for themselves will become successful long term, just as long as you don't get in your own way. Best way to contact me on Instagram is ian.farrar, that's ian.farrar, or of course, you know, Ian Farrar on Facebook. And you can, of course, send me an email if you like at ianfarrar68@gmail.com.
ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you've been hanging out with Ian Farrar. So keep up the momentum and go to mlnation.com, click on the podcast tab, and click on the show notes and all the nuggets of wisdom, including the books that Ian recommended, his contact info, his email will be right there. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and in network marketing, you must help others. So, Ian, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You're welcome.
Hey, ML Nation, do you ever struggle with consistency or worried about what? Are you saying the wrong thing? What to say back to your prospects? Well, now you don't have to worry. Go check it out, BYOB. This is when you and I, we go together on Zoom, and I'll guide you word for word on what to say, and I guarantee you can get at least one interested prospect for your business, service, or products by the end of the session. It's a ton of fun. Go check it out at mlnation.com/BYOB. Hey, ML Nation, Simon Chan, a recap and review from a great show from Ian Farrar. Now you know why I had to bring him back. Because he talks about, not getting to management mode, right? You got to be your upline and roller. Everyone, you need to set the example and always be enrolling. A great story. Yeah, by the way, if you haven't heard his first episode, you can go check it out. Episode 391, where he talked about the gears that create a fast-building team. But today you really talked about the lessons he's learned, his journey, and the importance of it's you, right? And overcoming the self-doubt, taking action, and consistently enrolling. And, you know, you want to get a big takeaway is he knows the exact number of people he's enrolled. How many people, like, who've been in the profession for almost 25 years knows the exact number of personal enrollments? He's done 1,039. And the opportunity is everywhere. Talk about questions lead to opportunity. How he asked a question, connected with someone, asked a few questions, gone to a Christian radio show. And from there, boom, 50 new customers in the last couple of weeks, right? Actually, not a couple of weeks, in the last 2-3 weeks. That's the way networking works. You never, never know. But you cannot be in management mode. He talked about some of the things he learned since we had him on the show last time in 2017. He talked about ABE, always be enrolling. ABC, always be closing. ABP, always be prospecting. Always, always, always. You never stop, right? Never stop. Doesn't matter what happens if leaders leave, things go on. You always got to be set the example, right? You do that by making an impact. I love what he shared. He talks about don't worry about making an income. Make an impact and you'll make an income, right? And that's why I say, you know, purpose is greater than money. If you're focusing on purpose and helping people, the money will come. You talk about routines, consistency, you know, your freedom. And this is something I get. You know, I'm very straight and disciplined in my calendar and people say it's boring. But, you know, your freedom lies within your discipline, right? Your freedom is within the discipline. You got to have consistency. Consistency is the barometer of success along your personal development. Yeah, I love that. Consistency is the barometer. So how consistent are you? If you're not consistent, ML Nation, you need to find a way, hire someone, find a partner, get someone to help you stay consistent. Because without the consistency, you're never going to be successful. Consistency wins the race. Great stuff there. You talk, he's a little old school, but hey, old school still works. And you can use online, connect back offline, right? Meet people online. And actually, Ian saw me something, post something online, and then he connected with me a messenger, and we connected offline because we've been friends, chit-chat, we'll message occasionally, but he saw me post something on my story, biking, cycling, and he's a cyclist, and that's how we connected again, right? We stay in touch like that. Again, posting is really, really important on social media. Great stuff there. You know what? Talk about million-dollar question, right? Just ask that question. Are you open to taking a look at something that help your health, your relationships, and your income? Just asking that, and eventually someone will say yes. And that's how you judge your presentations. He says it's a four-quarter game. You got to be in it to win it. You may have a rough first, second, third quarter, but the game is not over. You enrolled for life. I love that. You didn't enroll for 3 years. You didn't enroll in a company. You enrolled for life. And you talk about residual income is the best income. And I definitely tell you that. That is definitely true. I still get residuals. And doing nothing and making a check every week is one of the best feelings in the world. Anyway, I think you know that, ML Nation. Now it's for you to take action. What's the routine, right? Don't get into management mode. It's like once you, and I always say this rule, I teach this to my coaching clients, until you hit six figures, 90% of your time needs to be spent on your income-producing activities, on your personal production. And even if you're a leader, right, you're not all into management mode. You still got to be, you're not taking care of your teams, creating systems. You have to go out there, do the same thing. The same thing, the DMO. Yeah, posting on social media, meeting new contacts, sending out invites, following up, sending out presentations. It never ends. That's the nature of this business. And it may sound boring, but that's where your freedom. The freedom lies within your discipline, as Ian Farrar says. Hey, thank you again, Ian. If you like the show, please leave us a review. Go to the show notes page as well. Connect with them. Just click on the podcast tab. And hey, I'm loud and proud to be part of this amazing profession. Just cool to talk to someone. Ian's always on the bike, training and doing all this stuff. To have the time freedom to do that, that's what makes our profession special. Way better than any other business, better than any job. Hey, hit me up. If you got any questions, love to connect with you all. Thank you for listening again. And remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.